I'm Walt Lidlow with a look at what's going on in our community. Earlier today, we spoke with Michelle Grunert. She's one of the key organizers of the Ride for Cody fundraiser. It's happening on Saturday, March 7th at the Marquette Mountain Ski Area, and we found out all the details from Michelle Grunert.
It's all about just riding safely, wearing your helmet. We do this event to raise funds for helmet education and providing helmets to kiddos and young adults in our community. Cody Revord was a young man who passed away 6 years ago from a TBI accident that he sustained while he was snowboarding without his helmet on. So with a helmet, he very likely would have, he would have been okay. Mm-hmm. He would have survived. So the family's goal is to, turn grieving into gratitude. And we have a fundraiser every year, give helmets.
Get a chance to get out there and get out on the slopes. What happens at this event?
It's just a lot of skiing. It's basically all raffles. A lot of local communities, companies, and businesses donate products to us, and we raffle them off.
This has been going on now for several years, and you're raising funds. It is an awareness campaign, really, also about helmets. But what have been some of the things that you've been able to do with the money raised so far?
Yep. So in the past year or two, we've raised funds to be able to provide helmets to the foster closet for foster kids who might not have helmets. The NTN's pump track at Vandenboom, we were able to provide helmets there. We partner with the Compound and with Quick Stop, so they give us discounted rates for helmets. And then we are very excited about, we've been partnering with Marquette City Police and the officers who bump into kids or through the schools recognize the need for helmets and they contact us.
So what's the schedule? Where do people need to be? And do you have to sign up for this?
Nope. We just have a booth at the top of the stairs at Marquette Mountain, 1 to 4. You can purchase raffle tickets. We're giving away a lot of different things. And then we draw and, those funds we use to get more helmets.
It's coming up at Marquette Mountain. Michelle, give everybody the details again, when and where.
Yes, next Saturday, March 7th, 1 to 4, we'll be selling lots and lots of raffle prizes from lots and lots of donors in your community. All funds raised go to purchasing more helmets for all recreations in your community.
It's interesting because you do this also because there are other things happening at the mountain that day, but you get some residual folks buying raffle tickets.
Yes, the Hornbogen races are going on, so we piggyback on that. There's a lot of people. There's a lot of fun. There's a bar. There's a lot of reasons to be at the hill.
She said
that sounds good to me. I don't know. But this is all for the For Cody effort, which is really your goal is to put helmets out there for young people to use.
Yes, that is the goal. We are just, when you see something like that happen and you think, wow, there is something that you can do to protect these heads and these spines, that you make that effort. There's no reason why you shouldn't.
How much of an awareness effort goes on as well? Because, kids are kids. They're 10 feet tall, bulletproof. I know mine were, they were growing up. I was when I was growing up here. How is it difficult to convince this generation that this is important, or does a situation like what happened kind of drive home the importance?
It absolutely does. And in fact, you see a lot of the For Cody sweatshirts and stickers and whatnot. And every time a kid says, hey, what's that about? They tell the story and right there, they're like, ooh, that hits home.
Right.
Like, ooh, a kid my age died? Oh, wow. So that's usually, the biggest impact is talking about For Cody. We're at a lot of events. We're at UP Run for Life, the CARES helmets programs, just get out there and people will ask.
Well, again, it's happening at Marquette Mountain Ski Hill. What do folks need to do to take part?
Just show up, bring your cash, bring your smile, bring your skis, bring your boards, and we'll be at the top of the stairs. We'll have lots of apparel. We'll have lots of raffle prizes.
Yeah, you can get yourself a For Cody shirt or any of the other materials out there, because that
even
all goes
if, even if
that.
You're not a skier.
Yeah.
I mean, just show up.
I'm not a skier. I'll be there.
See, there you go.
Again, it is on March 7th, Marquette Mountain Ski Hill. It is the Ride for Cody, 1 to 4 on that day. If people maybe have questions, they want to find out more, maybe they want to get involved, but they can't get to the ski event, how can they find out more?
We have a Ride for Cody Facebook event. Just search Ride for Cody. Lots of information. We've got email. We've got contact information.
That's Michelle Grunert, one of the key organizers of the Ride for Cody fundraiser. With a look at what's going on in our community, for Media Brew Communications, I'm Walt Lindelaw.